And now, here's Fanny Bryce in her incomparable characterization of that unbelievable child, Baby Snooks. Tonight, Daddy Snooks, played by Hanley Stafford, is in a bad way. He went to a stag affair at his lodge last night and is now trying to recover from his horrible after effects of the wassail bowl. He is resting in his study as Baby Snooks enters. Let's hear you groan, Daddy.
Oh, my head. Oh.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, you're here. Go away, Snooks. Daddy's trying to rest. Well, what are you laughing at?
Because you're wearing that funny hat.
It's not a funny hat. It's an ice bag.
It looks like a funny hat.
Well, it's not. Only crazy people wear funny hats.
Crazy people?
Yes. And this thing on my head is an ice bag.
Are you hot?
No, I'm not hot. I've got chills.
From the ice bag?
No, I've got chills because I have a fever.
Huh?
My temperature's high, so my resistance is low, and when my body heat rises, it makes me feel cold, and I'm really very warm.
Shall I get you the funny hat, Daddy?
I don't want any funny hat. And leave me alone. My head is splitting. Oh.
Why's your head splitting, Daddy?
Oh, because I worked too late in the office last night.
Oh. How was your smoker, Daddy?
All right, you little snooper. So I went to a smoker. And don't ask me to tell you what a smoker is, and don't bother me at all. Just get out of here.
All right.
Oh, my stomach. Am I sick?
Daddy!
Oh, what do you want?
How'd you get sick?
Oh, well, at this party last night, there was so much smoke that it got into my lungs. Caused this headache. Now, do you know what's the matter with me?
Uh-huh. You got a hangover.
No.
What are you saying?
That's what Mommy said on the phone.
Oh, she did, eh? Big blabbermouth.
Huh?
Nothing. Go away and let me get some sleep.
All right.
Oh.
Daddy!
Oh, don't do that.
Do what, Daddy?
Yell in my ear like that.
Huh?
Yell in my ear!
All right.
Oh! My head. Why, what are you doing to me?
You told me to yell in your ear.
No. Please, leave me alone for a half an hour. Just one half hour. Please.
All right. Bye.
Oh. Now what is it?
Where did you go last night?
To my lodge. It was our annual smoker.
Did you take Mommy?
No.
Why?
Because no women are allowed there. Only elk.
Then why did you go?
Because I'm an elk.
Huh?
I said I'm an elk. What are you howling about?
Because I think you're crazy.
Oh, what's crazy about my being an elk? A lot of people are elks.
Oh.
My boss is not only an elk, he's a lion, a moose, and an eagle.
How much does it cost to see him?
It doesn't cost anything. Those are the lodges he belongs to. Now run along and let Daddy's headache get better.
I'll go if you buy me an ice cream cone.
Oh, ice cream. Oh. Well, you can't have any ice cream cones.
Ah!
Don't jar my head like that.
I want an ice cream cone.
I can't afford it. I work too hard for my money.
Aren't you rich, Daddy?
No, I'm not rich. That is, not in cash. But I'm wealthy in other things, I guess. Oh, my head.
What are you wealthy in, Daddy?
Well, I have your mother and you and your baby sister. I place a great value in all of you.
How much?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I rate you as $1 million, your mother as $1 million, and the baby at $500,000.
Oh. Daddy.
What?
Tell the baby and buy me an ice cream cone.
Now, listen to me. You're old enough to learn not to ask for so many things and to give a little more.
Give what, Daddy?
Well, for instance, you have a lot of toys.
Mm-hmm.
Only last month you got that great big doll for a present.
You mean the one that Uncle Louis sent me?
Yes. And that poor little Smith girl down the street has no toys and no Uncle Louis to send her any.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wouldn't you like to give her that doll?
No.
Well, what would you like to give her?
Uncle Louis.
Look, I'm afraid you're not imbued with the spirit of charity. I want you to grow up and be loved by everybody. Be kind and generous.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be much happier, too. You'll learn what a wonderful thrill there is in giving. Much greater than receiving.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why I'm telling you all these things?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because you don't want to buy me an ice cream cone.
That's not it at all. I thought maybe you'd remember that Sunday is Father's Day. And Well, you might buy me a little present.
All right, Daddy. Would you like me to buy you a chocolate?
Oh, no.
Wait, what, please?
Oh, stop that.
Wait, Marshmallow.
Oh, I'm sick. Look, don't mention food.
Why? What shall I buy you, Daddy?
Oh, anything. Go away now. Let me pull myself together.
All right. I see how much money I got my little piggy back.
Yes, yes. Oh, thank heaven. Now maybe I'll rest. No! What's all that noise?
I lost the key to my bank and I
gotta
break it open.
Oh, don't do it now, please. No.
I got it open, Daddy.
Oh, good. Now leave me alone.
All right. You know what I'm gonna buy you for Friday's day?
No, what?
A new watch.
Oh, that's silly. I've already got a beautiful watch.
No, you ain't, Daddy.
Oh, why do you say that?
Because I just used it to break open my bank.
What? Why, you little vandal, take that.
Boy, oh boy, can that Hanley Stafford take it. Incidentally, I have a wire from the National Father's Day Committee, quote, "Condolences to the most patient father of the most precocious child in America," end quote. I certainly agree with him.